Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com bringing you what's happening in theaters this week. And the first movie is Straw Dogs, you know, pretty much a modernized remake of the 1970s original. And this time it takes place in the United States, where James Marsden and his wife, they relocate down south, where he's forced to face his demons and literally fight for his family's life.
There is something in the Bible I do believe. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife.
What happens when thy neighbor's wife covets you?
There are five men with guns outside.
They're not gonna come out, guys. We have to get in.
Take it in this house, we're dead.
No!
Well, this one is full of all sorts of moral dilemmas, symbolism, soul-searching moments. You know, this guy has to make all sorts of tough decisions about who to trust, what to do, and when to take a stand. Now, I did a non-random, totally unscientific poll, and 9 out of 10 girls would prefer their guys take a stand and not be wussy boys. Well, just food for thought. The next time any of you guys are faced with a choice of should you or shouldn't you kill the creepy guys before they kill you and your family, little tip though, you might want to take care of the problem before it gets to the bloodbath stage. But what kind of movie would that be if there was some kind of rational discussion up front? Well, definitely a short movie. So if you're up for something gritty and grimy, this one may be for you. Now into a movie with a whole different kind of action, it's Drive. Well, Ryan Gosling, he's a stunt driver who makes money on the side by driving for whoever for whatever reason, as long as he gets paid. Nice arrangement until the bad guys think they ripped him off. Well, there's no more fun and games. He has to outsmart, outplay, and outdrive them to stay alive.
You give me a time and a place, I give you a 5-minute window.
Anything happens in that 5 minutes and I'm yours, no matter what. I don't sit in while you're running it down. I don't carry a gun. I drive.
Any dreams you have, I think you're going to have to put that on hold. For the rest of your life, you're going to be looking over your shoulder.
Okay, this movie is not at all what you expect. First, it starts out slow with Ryan all pensive and introverted and lots of strange out-of-place music that somehow works. And then bam, holy cow, they smack you right between the eyes with intense violence. These bad guys are not messing around, and either is Ryan. The thing that makes the violence a bit easier to take? The incredible amount of gratuitous blood that is everywhere. Kind of makes it a bit fakey, so you find yourself kind of laughing at the ridiculousness of it, along with kind of a story that's lacking. So if you're up for an odd combination of artistically interesting and you've got to be kidding kind of violence, and of course some great close-up shots of Ryan, this one may be for you. So in our Movie Night Traffic Light, Drive is a yellow light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.